Welcome to the Conscious Investor. Let's get started. You are the only you, and being you is the most powerful thing that you can possibly be in this lifetime. The mold was broken after you were born. That's it. There's one you. And yet so many people walk around fractured or trying to hide from what is actually created within them. I coach a lot of people on this, on activating their inner potential they are created with so that they can, you know, live the life of their dreams. And part of that life is by being comfortable in your own skin. Well, I'm really comfortable in my own skin. If you have an opportunity to meet me in person, I think you know I'm comfortable in my own skin. It's not that I'm flamboyant or going out of my way to be weird or strange or anything like that. It's a matter of I know who I am and I'm fine with who I am. There are areas where I need to grow and areas where I'm doing really great. Recently, this really shined brightly. And that was at the Best Ever Conference in Denver, Colorado. In fact, I met another investor who happened to also be comfortable in his skin as well. And his name is Alexander. He goes by Alex. Alex has a mohawk and he walks around with this confidence. And I caught him and I started talking with him. And we had a very interesting conversation. In fact, that conversation ended up leading to me learning about the fact that he's a creative as well. I love that I'm a creative. And so it was like super great to meet another creative. And he forewarned me, hey, I'm going to be wearing my pink shoes tomorrow and carrying my camera. I'm like, ooh, you're a photog. All right, that's cool. And so he was explaining, yeah, first day I'm here, I'm always, you know, I kind of go about in a more normal way. And then tomorrow I'm just going to be behind the camera. Well, turns out that he was behind the camera the entire time. And he was documenting the Best Ever Conference in different interactions. He ended up writing a blog post about this. And well, guess what? I happened to be one of the people that he wrote about on this blog post. And while some people might feel that this is actually not a good position for someone who's investor relations, I'm going to read to you just a snippet of what he wrote. And because I find it really interesting, it started out with the fact that he doesn't like canned messages. And I did. I sent out a message to as many people as possible through this conference app and just to connect with people pre-networking and just inviting them to be inspired and motivated by the amazing guests that I feature on this podcast. And somehow, he looked beyond that. Somehow he ends up saying, you know, he kind of thought, well, she's going to be, you know, one of those people. And he says, then I met her and she's incredible. We hit it off right away and her positivity outweighed my cynicism so far. I had to question my whole personality. Julie was easily the most authentic and enthusiastic person I met at the event. We made instant best friends and we talked zero about real estate, which is ironically my favorite conversations to have at these things. Well, he also went on to say that he tried to get some pictures, but I'm such a goof that he wasn't able to get some like good pictures, which is really funny because I'm not that comfortable behind the camera, believe it or not. All that to say, his comment stands out to me. We talked zero about real estate. And guess what? It's not just his favorite topic. Everyone knows that's my favorite topic as well. But when I first meet people, I want to know who they are. If you're listening and you are an investor of mine, you know that that first phone call is really not about investing per se. It's about me and you discovering who are you? What are your goals? What do you want to achieve? And what are things that you enjoy in life? Like, I want to understand who it is that I am working with, because when we understand people, we can go so much further. As I understand people better, as I understand my coaching clients better, as I understand my investors better, I understand what opportunities to say yes to. Yes, that's an investment that is going to represent my investors well. Or I could say, no, I know my investors really well, and I have these two opportunities. I know them so well that I'm confident they're going to appreciate not only the returns, but the heart behind serving this other community, right? And so when we get to know each other, we have a greater opportunity to serve on a richer, deeper level. So often you go to these conferences and I literally had people walk up to me, hand me a business card and shake my hand and say, hi, I'm so-and-so. This is a And there's like no time for me to say anything at all. It's like, oh, well, lovely to meet you. And that is that, right? And that is transactional. And when we have transactional based investments, it's difficult to be truly successful. When I go to these conferences, I am going to look for my next investor. I'm going to look for my next partner. I'm going to look for my next friend. I'm going to look for lots of things. But most importantly, I'm going to seek to serve people. And that comes first and foremost. It's a really bold, courageous move, quite frankly, in an industry where it is driven primarily by the conversation of business. But I believe that the best business is done when you know and understand people. But knowing and understanding people means you have to know and understand yourself. You have to understand who you are and what contribution you want to leave behind and be active in this world while you're alive and leave behind as a legacy for others to build on. I've taken time. It's been years. It's been a process working with my high performance coach. Every coach has a coach. And I think every coach started somewhere with a coach, right? And through that process of working with my coach, I was able to really find that deeper clarity and a deeper grounding in sentiment. Is it the fastest way to scale your business? No. But is it a solid, secure way to scale your business? Yes. And I'm so confident about that. I'm wondering who you show up as a conference. Are you congruent with your personal values? Are you congruent with the deeper part of who you are? Or are you still trying to discover that? If you're still trying to discover who you are and to gain clarity, I encourage you, reach out. I do have one or two coaching slots available for one-on-one, but we also have group coaching available, which is extraordinarily powerful for so many people, especially if you've never been in a coaching situation before. I highly encourage you to do that because the difference between who you are today and who you are becoming will be so significantly altered because when we're willing to receive the challenges from a coach, the insights from a coach, when we're willing to do that work, we discover so much. And that confidence that grounding confidence is unshakable. So yeah, Alex wrote it up. And some people are going to read that and be like, oh my gosh, this girl doesn't even talk about real estate. No, I talk about that. That is the secondary conversation. The first conversation is, who are you? Who are you? Is this a good fit? Or do I know someone that you would be a better fit with? Because if everyone is in the right position, everything goes so much better for all people, including the residents and the communities that we seek to serve. I want to challenge you today to look in the mirror and to really evaluate, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are becoming and who you want to grow into? If you don't, reach out. If you do, reach out because there are ways to help strengthen that even further. All right. Until next time, live big, love bigger. A lot of people missed out on my recent offering because they simply weren't on my investor list. Being on my newsletter list won't provide you with access to the deals I have. This is because 506B regulations require you and I actually discuss your investment goals before I can show you the deals I have. If you're on the fence about investing in apartments, schedule a call today at 3keysinvestments.com. If you think you're new, so you don't want to be on an investor list, you're missing out on opportunities to refine your ability to review offerings because you simply will never see them.
So head over to 3Keys Investments and schedule a call.